to hear from you. Well, Grady Sizemore thinks he has the best job in the whole world. Sizemore plays center field for the Cleveland Indians. But it would be hard to argue with him whether or not you're a sports fan. After all, how many other jobs give you the chance to have your own personal bobblehead doll, be cheered by an all-female fan club called Grady's Ladies, and get paid millions of dollars to do what you love? Sizemore was a baseball and football star at his high school near Seattle before the Montreal Expos persuaded him to choose pro baseball over college. How did they do that? Well, they gave him a $2 million signing bonus in 2000. Sizemore was later traded to the Indians and spent 4 years playing in the minor leagues until he was finally able to break into the majors in 2004. But it didn't take Grady long to show that he belonged once he got there. He was selected to the All-Star team in just his second full season in the majors. Last year, Sizemore became just the second major league player in history to record 50 doubles, 10 triples, 20 homers, and 20 steals in the same season. He also led the American League in runs scored with 134. The Indians have no intention of letting their best player get away from them. In 2006, he signed a $23.5 million contract extension that will keep him in Cleveland for another 6 seasons. Cleveland manager Eric Wedge called him the greatest young player he'd ever been associated with. Coaches and teammates frequently mention his intensity and strong work ethic. Sizemore remains humble despite all the accolades being tossed at him. He prefers to focus on team goals instead of personal accomplishments. Off the field, Sizemore is well known for maintaining a laid-back attitude, but he sure looked comfortable on the cover of Young Money magazine. Young Money's managing editor Daniel Jimenez spoke with Grady by phone recently.
Take me out to the ball game, or take me out to the crowd.
I want to start with right after high school. You were a two-sport star over there, and a lot of colleges were after you probably to come play baseball for them. But you decided to go and play baseball in the minor leagues. You got a contract deal with the Expos. I just wanted to get your take on whether choosing to play pro versus going to college. Was that a tough decision for you?
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, you're not really sure what you want to do. You know, you're still, you know, in high school, and you're making these big decisions. But you know, I almost really thought that, you know, getting drafted wasn't really a possibility. I was more looking to go to college. And then I got the opportunity, you know, late in June with the draft. And I just decided that, you know, baseball was kind of where I was leaning anyways, you know, as far as my career, kind of what I'd like to do more or what I, you know, love more. So it was just kind of, you know, it was just a gut decision I went with. You know, I just decided to take it and see where it took me.
And then you wind up playing about 2 years of minor league ball. Is that correct?
No, I was in the minors for about 4 years now, 4 or 5 years.
4 years, yeah. Okay, before making it to the big leagues. Talk about life in the minor leagues versus playing in the major leagues. What are some of the biggest differences there?
Well, the game definitely speeds up. I think, you know, you're playing against the best players around, and they're definitely they're on the top of their game. And I think you just, definitely the hardest thing was just, you know, slowing the game down and catching up, trying to catch up to that, you know, that high speed that everyone plays at.
What about life off the diamond? I mean, it must be the difference between having a roommate. I think Jason Bay was your roommate on the road. Is that correct?
Where?
In the minor leagues?
You had different roommates every year. It wasn't really one set in stone.
But it was like buses, staying at some cheap hotels, probably not having that much money, too. And then all of a sudden you go to the major leagues. That must be a huge, huge change in lifestyle.
I think you definitely get first-class treatment when you're up here in the major leagues. They do a good job of making everything you know, right there, everything's right there, and everything's very comfortable. So that's definitely one of the perks, I guess you could say.
Well, speaking of perks, what would you say is the best part about playing in the major leagues versus what's the toughest part for you? And what do you enjoy the most about playing in the majors?
I think you know, the major leagues is, you know, obviously it's the cream of the crop. It's, you know, the best players in the world, and you know, just being able to compete, you know, with these guys every day and playing, you know, a game that you love is obviously, you know, just an exciting thing to do. I mean, I think what's so tough about it is it's a game that's constantly evolving. You know, people are continuing to get better, you know, with just, you know, the way they work and the way the scouting is and the way they got reports on everybody. I think it's just, you know, it's a game that's constantly growing and, you know, getting bigger and bigger, and people are getting better and better. So it's just, you know, it's a challenge. And, you know, I look forward and enjoy, you know, a good challenge.
What keeps you motivated?
Like I said, I love to compete. You know, I love to be out there. I'm a huge competitor in anything I do, whether it's sports or, you know, whatever might be happening that day. But I think for me, it's just, you know, I want to be the best I can be. I want to, you know, be a good teammate. I want to, you know, I want to win a championship. I think that's one of the biggest motivations, you know, to sit there at the end of the year and be, you know that you're the number one team at that time.
Oh, it's interesting getting your take on some of the comments that people around the big leagues have been saying about you. I mean, just a lot of folks are heaping praise on you, including your manager, who recently said he called you the greatest young player he's ever been associated with. Your general manager, Mark Shapiro, said he has that you have a chance to be one of the great players of your generation. How does it make you feel when you hear those sort of comments?
You know, it's flattering. I mean, it's nice to know that, you know, people are, you know, are saying that about you. But it, for me, it almost makes me want to work harder. You know, you've had some success, and you're doing things well. But, you know, when you hear stuff like that, you just, you know, it makes you know that, you know, you've been working hard, and people are, you know, are seeing that and appreciating it. But it almost, you know, kind of, that's another motivating factor for me. It just makes me want to, you know, be that much better and work that much harder.
Well, what's been the greatest highlight of your career so far, would you say?
I think one of the biggest things was probably, you know, these last couple of years, just being able to go back to Seattle where I grew up and, you know, playing Safeco, a field that, you know, you kind of watched when you were coming up as a kid, and you know, your family's there, your friends are there, your coaches are there, and, you know, when you're playing in center field and you got a bunch of your buddies from high school that are out there in the little garden behind center field, it's kind of an exciting feeling. I think just for them to be able to see it and experience it there with me is just it's a great feeling.
What about the making the All-Star team? What was your experience like there?
That was fun. That was real fun. It was a little nerve-wracking. You know, you're in this locker room, you know, being a young guy with all these, you know, 6-7-time All-Stars, these guys that you watched when you were a kid, you know, when you're growing up, or, you know, guys that you kind of look up to, you know, as you were coming through the minor leagues and the major leagues, and now you're in a locker room, you know, next to them. You know, you're like, you're sitting there, do I go ask him for his autograph? Do I sit here? Do I not say anything? But I enjoyed it. You know, hopefully it won't be my last trip there. I think it was a great experience for me. It's something I'll always remember, and you know, I really had a lot of fun while I was there.
You know, major league players, they usually have shorter careers compared to other jobs, and I know you just signed a big contract extension. I was wondering, do you feel a certain need to just be more careful with your money now, because knowing that things could change? You know, players get injured, things happen. Do you think about that sort of thing at all?
I mean, obviously, you never know. You can't really control what happens. There's always a chance of getting hurt. I mean, I think with baseball, one thing that's good is, you know, your contracts are guaranteed when you're looking at football, and they're not. But I don't know. Like I said, I don't really focus on that kind of stuff too much. You know, I'm here, you know, my job is to play baseball and be out there every day. I try to stay as healthy as I can and be on the field every day. But, you know, I'm pretty careful with my money anyway, so I'm not too worried about it.
I hear you're really into movies. You got a huge movie collection. I even heard you're a big History Channel fan. Just wondering, what would you be doing now if you weren't playing baseball? Would that be something you'd be in the film industry or anything like that?
It'd be fun. I guess I would enjoy it. I don't know if I really enjoy acting. Maybe directing. That'd be kind of fun to direct a movie, I think. But yeah, I'm really into movies. You know, I'm into the, like you said, the history and the nature stuff, but like the Nature Channel. But I have no idea, really. You know, I probably would have definitely gone to college had I not played baseball, and hopefully found something there. But you know, who's to say where I'd be, you know, if I didn't play baseball? Sports has been my life since I was a little kid, so I don't know anything else.
So after your playing career is over, you probably see yourself maybe coaching or in broadcasting or something along those lines?
Probably not. I mean, maybe coaching, definitely not broadcasting. I don't think I could handle the whole broadcasting thing. But, you know, I'm going to play as long as I can. You know, I love this game. And, you know, when I'm done, hopefully, and I can, you know, start and, you know, take some time off and just enjoy being with my family.
Huh. Well, what kind of goals have you set for yourself for this season?
You know, personally, I don't really focus too much on, you know, like the personal goal. I think obviously, you know, you want to improve off last year, and you want to, you know, take it, you know, one step further and, you know, up your game. And that's always a goal of mine. But as a team, I think, you know, we're not satisfied unless we're playing in the postseason. So, you know, this year we're going to, you know, work hard and play, you know, strong for, you know, the whole 6 month season and, you know, get into playoffs. I mean, I think we got the guys here to do it. And, you know, that's my goal, to do what I can to get my team into the playoffs.
Well, we're definitely going to be watching you all season long, and you know, wish you the best of luck. I thanks again for taking the time to speak with us, Grady, and we'll make sure you get copies of the magazine. I, You've probably been on magazine covers before, but maybe starting to get old. I don't know. But,
no, not at all. I appreciate it. This is fun.
But we definitely want to make sure that you get copies of that for yourself and you know, post a story online for your fans to read about. So thanks again for taking the time to be with us, and good luck this season.
All right. Thank you.
Young,